Welcome to
The Beauty Boss Confidential.
My name is Ren and I'm a beauty blogger, new mom, makeup artist, and owner of my own makeup academy in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Nalani and I'm a cosmetic tattoo artist and instructor. I run a busy permanent makeup studio and academy in Atlanta as well and also manage a small team.
We're two modern women
trying to juggle it all,
from building our empire
to being a wife
and navigating being a new mom,
all while making time for ourselves.
We're here to share with you the behind the scenes
of what it's really like to run a successful beauty business,
from marketing to business strategies
and trying to find that perfect work-life balance.
Let's dive right in.
Hey, beauty bosses. This is Nalani with my girl, Ren, back with another episode. So today we're going to talk about Instagram. I personally have a love-hate relationship with Instagram, but it's so vital to the beauty business especially. So I have to use it. And first, before we dive into some of the tips that I have for you guys, we have to understand what the algorithm is. So to my knowledge, the algorithm is basically what Instagram uses to compute your feed, your story, and decide who sees it, who's your audience is. So it is now May 2020. And as of right now, Instagram, to my knowledge, only shows your post to 7 to 10% of your audience, which means what happened to the other 90%? So, which is frustrating for beauty professionals, especially if we're trying to provide a service, right? So Ren, do you have an explanation of what the algorithm is as far as Instagram goes?
Girl, it is one of the biggest like pet peeves of my life dealing with Instagram. And I think it really has to do with the fact that they're trying to target a more direct audience. So the people who are engaged on your page versus the beauty, you're a beauty bot, versus the bots out there, you know, like the fake followers and all that stuff. So I think by limiting the reach to people who are actually engaged, that's how they're limiting it. I don't know exactly why the numbers are the way they are, but the purpose is to bring people back to reconnecting. And I know they're doing the exact same thing on Facebook too.
Yeah, so exactly that. Basically, if you post and if your followers engage with your posts, you're more likely to get on the explore page, and your follower that does engage in your post will more likely see your post more often. It's so confusing. I personally don't really 100% understand it, but to keep it simple, you have to continue to post, you have to continue to stay consistent, and you have to continue to engage. So the purpose of the platform really is to keep users on the app. So that's how Instagram makes their money. If they can keep user on the app, they're going to show your photos and videos to more of the audience. So that way they can potentially monetize your posts. So that's my way of understanding it. And you're absolutely right when you say they're trying to eliminate all of the bots and fake followers, because at the end of the day, they want their app to be real and authentic and have users really engage. So on the flip side, I can see it being a benefit because they're really trying to zone in on who your targeted market is, basically. So if you have maybe 10% of your followers that are engaging in your posts, then they're most likely to either A, buy your services or buy your product. So it's very targeted. So I get it, but it's so frustrating. So I'm going to go over some of the tips that I have personally used and have experience in seeing how to increase engagement. So the number one thing for me is hashtagging. Hashtag, oh my God. So I used to just use the same hashtag each time in the same sequence. And I realized that my post wasn't getting a lot of engagement. So now I have a set of hashtags that are one in different sequence, or two that's not related to exactly eyebrows. So for instance, A lot of times I use microblading Atlanta, brows Atlanta, Atlanta microblading, Atlanta brows. So anything that has to do with eyebrows, I use that. But recently I've been testing out different hashtags and using other industry hashtags. For example, I would use Botox Atlanta, Atlanta Botox, Atlanta chin fillers, Atlanta cheek. So that way, potentially the people who are searching for Botox might not know that they want to get their eyebrows done until they see my post. So other advice for hashtagging is basically finding other beauty industries to hashtag. In addition, I'm really into women empowerment, so I do post quotes and such on my page as well. So I would do hashtag women empowerment, hashtag boss babe, hashtag beauty boss. So that way, although it's not specifically to the brow industry, people might see my quote, click on it, and see that I do eyebrows. So it can potentially lead to another set of industry as well. In essence, definitely hashtag. And I used to hashtag on the comment, but now I realized that I might be shadow banned from Instagram because I noticed my engagement was down. And shadow banning basically means that Instagram thinks you're a bot, a robot, basically, and you're not a real person. I read somewhere where they would completely not show your profile to your audience because they think you're a robot and not a real person. So they automatically shadow ban you and you won't know it. You'll just see a difference in engagement. And they said one of the shadow banning criteria was putting hashtags on the comment. So recently I've been trying to put hashtags in the caption and not edit the hashtag or not edit the caption because that's another form of Instagram being able to shadow ban you as well, which is completely stupid. And because I'm like, I'm a real person. So it's one of the things where you just have to play the game. So, Ren, have you been hashtagging and what have you seen as far as like how hashtagging has helped your business?
Yeah, hashtagging is super important. I've definitely gone through different evolutions of it and totally depends on when you're doing it because back in the day, they didn't want you putting hashtags because it looked, like cluttered in your description. And now, it's going back. But one thing on the shadow banning that I want to point out, because I remember when it first came out and it was so kind of like scary and controversial, is that there are certain hashtags which are completely banned. So the reason why is that they wanted to monetize certain hashtags. Like I remember when the Summer Olympics came around, they were actually preventing people from using certain terms, hashtag whatever it was, because they wanted to sell them. So if you used it and you didn't even realize that it was banned, you were automatically shadow banned. So one tip I would say is that when you're deciding to select your hashtags, if you're not sure if they're shadow banned, just put a search into the search function of Instagram under tags. And if it shows up, it's not shadow banned. But if it doesn't show up, it is. And that's so weird. I would never have known that until I looked it up because I was like, what exactly is this? But now there's all these other caveats that will get you shadow banned as well. So I love your tips. I'm totally about tagging other industries. I think that's a really good idea. But I always say when you pick your hashtags, pick small and big ones because one, you're not going to be seen in a pool of a million other hashtags, but sometimes you want to get the attention of maybe a brand that you're using or you want to work with. But you also want small hashtags because if someone is in specifically like Atlanta or, your town, they want to be able to find you and you have to get specific with it. So hashtags are super important. And I do agree, I mix mine up too, because I did get a warning one time when I was posting on my social media scheduler, they're saying you can't use the same hashtags over and over because that will prevent the post from even going up at all. So that's a really good point.
That's insane. I didn't even know it was that deep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so definitely be super specific with your hashtag because what Instagram wants is like a real person behind the account. And I do get a lot of clients from out of state. So I use hashtags, out of state hashtags, for instance, like neighboring cities or states, Nashville microblading or Charlotte microblading, Houston microblading. So all of the microblading that you can think of if you do want to expand your services. So I definitely agree that hashtag has been the number one sort of like Google search. It's almost like a Google search where people are actually using hashtags to either find a service locally or find a product that they want. I personally use it as a Google toolbar where when I was trying to find a white dress, I would hashtag white dress and there's all these white dresses that come and then click on it and then find a company that way. So I love personally for me, like using hashtags for my own benefit because you can click on the recent and now you know that it's something relevant to your time. Because I think sometimes even Googling, you have to go through all these articles and then you look and then it's like 2016 and they don't make that white dress anymore. So I definitely use it as a search engine and I know that other people are doing it as well. So hashtag is very important and how you hashtag is very important. And it definitely, I would say 90% of my brow business has come from hashtagging because when clients come, I ask them, how did you find me? And most of the time they say Instagram. And then my follow-up question would be, what were you hashtagging or did I show up on the Explore page? And most of the time it's, oh, I hashtagged microblading Atlanta. So I know that that works. All right. So my tip number two for Instagram is, do you ever feel stuck in what to post? So I made it very clear and intentional. Before I was kind of random. I used to just kind of post intuitively. It depends on my mood and what pictures I have that day. But now I use Instagram specifically to grow the business. It's not there for any other reason. And I started to getting really intentional about what to post. So that way the theme of my page will be consistent. The best thing for you guys to do is think of two to five categories on what to post. For instance, I have a permanent makeup studio and academy. So I try to keep the same theme, same categories as to what to post. I have five categories that I post. Number one is I post our brow work. Obviously, people want to see how we design our brows and the quality level of our brows. So I personally post brow work, and I also have two junior artists where I post their brow work. I also do trainings as well. So that's one of the things I post is training. And the third thing I try to post is products. We do have our own microblades and synthetic skin and such. And I try to post products so that way it can promote our training classes and more of the e-commerce side. I also post quotes because that's who I am. I post quotes because it makes me feel good when I see a good quote and I'm like, maybe I can brighten someone else's day. I just love quotes. It doesn't mean that I'm going through some things. Okay, let me get that straight. Because a lot of times people think that because you're posting something like super emo or super controversial, it means that you're going through it. And that's not the case. I just simply like quotes. And I also, in conjunction with that, I also love memes as well. I either post quotes in place of memes or vice versa. Because, who doesn't like memes? And another thing that I try to focus on is I do try to show up on Instagram as far as a personal picture because people want to feel that they know you. So if you're constantly just posting about your services or product, a lot of times, they want to see kind of who you are, who's doing my eyebrows. Now, it's different for every industry. You can definitely be more of a product brand and you don't have to post your pictures. But if you ever pull back the curtain behind like a brand, and if you see more behind the scenes, I think it makes you more relatable. And I've heard it all the time when clients come, they're like, oh my God, like I feel like I know you, because I'm pretty active on Instagram, on Instagram story. I post selfies of myself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, we don't have to show up all dolled up and nice all the time. So they said that for every eighth post, you should post a picture of yourself. So I kind of sprinkle a little bit of my travels in there, a little bit of me and P in there, which he's my business partner, but you know, we are married as well. And I try not to post too much personal things as far as like what I'm doing, but just as long as you're kind of showing your face here and there, I think would be sufficient. Do you have anything to add to that, Rin?
Really great advice. I definitely agree that having your categories makes it so much easier and organized, I suppose. So you don't want to have too many where it dilutes your brand and your point. Like, so example, you don't want too many food pictures, you know what I mean, what you're eating, because it's like that's not what you're trying to sell. Have your separate page for those other interests that don't really go. But having that personal side is really important. I know that when I post pictures of Bella, my daughter, those get a ton of likes because people like, you know, seeing that personal side. But I don't post too many because I'm like, that's not really supporting my beauty business. Right. And I do love the idea of having a content calendar. So if you're being intentional with posting, you can kind of decide when are these more salesy posts going to go up, because you don't want to bombard, you know, the audience with like promotions one after another. Like, sprinkle in your quotes, sprinkle in your selfies and the work, so that way it's balanced.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because here's the thing. Personally, I do receive the most likes and comments when I post personal pictures. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not an influencer where I'm trying to sponsor a brand or anything. It kind of frustrates me because I'm like, yeah, this is not supporting my business, but you do have to drive your engagement and your comments and likes up so that way your audience will engage more. So it's a constant battle with, should I promote this class that I'm doing, which most of the time the flyers doesn't get any engagement, but it's, you're a money maker, you know, it's like the one supporting your business. So I do think you have to do a variety, even though you don't always post to for the intention of like, I want this many likes, because those are the ones that most likely aren't going to pay your bills. You need to accept the fact that your flyers will not get as much likes or posts, but they see it. Just tell yourself, because people are always scrolling and lurking and don't engage, but I bet you they know what you do, like when your class is coming up or when your IG Live is coming up. So you have to kind of post for the business and accept that it might not get as much engagement, but with your personal life, you might get more engagement, but at the same time, those things aren't going to support your business. You got to give a little, take a little, and just roll with it. Oh, another thing I want to mention is that, so identify 3 to 5 categories and post once a day. My goal is to at least post once a day. It used to be 1 to 3 times a day, but I'm just like, as long as I get one in a day, then it should be fine. And I also try to post on Instagram stories 2 to 5 times a day. And that's super easy and super quick, and it's less commitment. So I love Instagram stories. Like, I love, because I know that it's going to go away. So I'm not, it's not permanent to me. It's so I can show up, you know, not washing my hair or just look a hot mess. And it's a place that it's okay. And people like to see that as well, because it's like they're probably looking the same way you do. Do you have any tips on Instagram stories, Ren?
Yeah, that I'm trying to be better about that, because I'm just like, I'm a slow adapter. You know what I mean? I know what you're supposed to do. So I've been working on that over the last year, but they say that Instagram stories are actually the new wave, and that's where people check out even more than posts. So I was watching, or I was listening to a podcast, and they,
I'm so proud of you.
thank you, and they were actually recommending at least have 1 minute of Instagram stories a day. So that's 4 15-second clips. So that's really not bad. Like you were saying, it's not like a huge commitment. You're not editing a picture. You're not trying to do all this other stuff. So, 1 minute a day, that's really what it boils down to. And I think that's an easy goal for most of us to achieve.
I love Instagram stories. I'm always on it. So I do a bunch of polls and questions. So that's a good way to keep your audience interactive. But lately here, I've been getting a lot of bots that ask if I want to make this amount of money. And I'm just like, you guys, you don't use bots, okay? They will shadow ban you. Just be genuine and be real. Okay, so my next tip is focus more on engagement and not quite more followers. It used to be, the more followers, the more influence you have, or the more likes, the more influence you have. Like that is not always the case now because Instagram, how you're going to kind of rank yourself high in the algorithm, they're actually looking at saves and shares. They're looking at more of like engagement. So for instance, you could be like a micro influencer, meaning you don't have a lot of followers, but if your engagement is high, then they're more likely to put you in the forefront of like the explore page. Don't focus so much on the number of followers you have. So post with intent. One of the things I try to boost the engagement is ask a question on your caption, like do a call to action. For example, give me praise hands if you like this picture, or lately I've been doing share this post or save this post. So that's like a call to action. The best thing too is ask a question. Do you like A, B, or C? Keep it super simple because if you give people like multiple choice question, then they'll most likely have the time to just put like I like A. So for instance, sometimes I try to do this. I'll have like a picture of like four brows and I'll ask them, do you like A, B, C, or D? And they're more likely to answer in a multiple choice question than like A, what kind of brows do you like? Because that's more open-ended and people really don't have time to write a complete answer. I mean, we have time now, but they don't want to make time for that. Because most of the time, people are on Instagram and they're just scrolling, and you feel like they don't see you, but they do see you. And you shouldn't let that deter you from not posting.
Yeah, I definitely believe engagement is so important. And what I like to do is always heart and reply to comments because that will increase like the algorithm in terms of engagement on your page because there are more comments on your post. So feel actually like connecting with your audience, that's really the most organic way to build engagement. So sometimes I will like call people out by name and like that's what's going to make people come back to your page, like that loyal
Yeah.
following that's going to support your business. So really having that connection with your followers and engaging with them, in addition to like the other techniques, is I think that's really Instagram's real true push in terms of getting people to see your posts. So that connection and the action that is associated with it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, if you're that person that complains about, like, oh my God, nobody is, engaging in my post, ask yourself, are you engaging in their posts? And are you being, are you responding to their questions on the comments? Are you responding to your DMs? That's another thing that I used to do is I put no DMs in my bio because it's just so much work to reply to everything, especially when everything is written on your website. I still get DMs, but in order to kind of boost your algorithm as well, you definitely have to respond to your DMs. That's a great point when you mentioned to basically reply back to the people who do comment, even if it's simple as like, thank you. So you have to take time. And personally, it may look like I spend a lot of time on Instagram, but I really don't. I dedicate about maybe an hour to posting and or engaging in other people's posts and replying to comments. I get in and I get out. I just if you stay on the app all day, you will get nothing done and you will be so consumed with, the number of likes or the number of followers. So I try to keep in mind that this is a job. Like if you look at Nike or Adidas, they have their own separate digital marketing department with like a team of hundreds of people. Now, if once you're starting off, you have to wear all the hats. This is what you have to do. So with a business, you have to be a marketing person as well. Like I know a lot of people, they have the skill, but they don't know how to market and they're just like, "Oh my God, I hate Instagram." But, don't view it as like this like hard thing. The best thing for you to do is just have, consistent lighting and post consistently. It's about consistency. So if you show up once a day, if you're on people's news feed or Insta story, I promise they'll think of your services. I promise. They might not be ready to book now, but if they're talking to somebody, their friend, and they're like, "Oh, I want to get my brows done," I bet you your name will come up because you're showing up to promote yourself, promote your services, and you're, being engaged in their comments and just overall being genuine. It's an interactive platform, so use it to that advantage and for that purpose only. Like you don't have to live on Instagram. Like I said, I just show up an hour a day, I get in and I get out. Is there something you want to add, Ren? I know you mentioned you had like a social media manager for your makeup academy page. Is that correct? Or
Well, I have so in order to make my life a lot easier, like you, I can't spend all day on Instagram. I use a scheduler, a social media scheduler program. So I have multiple accounts on there, my makeup studio page, my personal page, and my makeup artistry page. So I'm able to go ahead and schedule content weeks and months in advance. So that way I do stay consistent. And I did hire somebody for the Makeup Academy who does our marketing now because we've expanded, and she uses it as well. So if you're worried about like, I don't have time to like post every day, there's technology around it, and there are some apps that are actually free. The app I use is called Only PULT. So if you're interested in that, like it's great. I can post stories, IGTV, and posts in advance. And it's and you can see all your stats and you can see how it looks like on a grid. So that way you can kind of keep the look and feel of your page. And you can even edit pictures in there. There's so many functionalities that make it worth purchasing that app. So yeah, there are so many things that you can do to make your life easier. I don't spend all day either. I do spend probably an hour and I set a calendar reminder on my phone to do it. Because like, for example, if you wake up in the morning, spend 15 minutes at night, 15 minutes, 30 minutes at lunch, and you're done.
how much time do you spend putting content in the app?
So I do it. I do a bulk upload because I can't do it every single day. So I'll spend a weekend or an evening when I'm not working. And it totally depends. Like I can get 2 weeks of content up in about an hour. So like that includes like just writing the description, editing the pictures, and scheduling it. And that makes my life way like simpler when I can just like focus for like that 1 hour for like 2 weeks of posts and it's like I'm done.
Yeah, that's a good point. I personally have not led in that direction quite yet. I'm more of like an intuitive person. I want to, don't get me wrong, but I have a bit of like a control nature. And right now, I just post intuitively just because I get new pictures every day. And sometimes when I do someone's eyebrows that day, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to post, So I did kind of play around with different posting apps, but I just haven't quite pulled the trigger yet. But I do think it's a great idea if you're that person where it works better for you, if you just want to spend one day. I definitely am for it, and I'm not opposed to doing that in the future. But for now, I think it's a control thing for me. But I'll get over it. I'll get over it eventually.
I see exactly what you mean because you still you want to be present, So being able to post when you want to post and you feel like it's right now and relevant, I think you should totally still do that. But if you have like classes that are coming up or events, you can pre-post those and that's like that makes sense, right? So like having a combination of both, I think is actually the best way to do it.
I will say that my final thought would be instead of looking at Instagram as this like scary and oh my God, how am I going to beat the algorithm and just this like frustrating thing, remember that's just like one asset of your business. Like you build your business not just by Instagram, you know? So don't look, it's just like one thing that you have to do to help your business, but it's not the only thing. So when you get in those moments where you're just like, oh my God, my engagement's going down. I definitely went through that a few weeks ago. It's constantly like up and down. I had an epiphany, aha moment that I want to share with you guys. I posted something the other week where I was just so frustrated. So what I posted was, don't confuse Instagram's algorithm to your worth. Okay. So what that meant to me was that there's only 7 to 10% of your audience is seeing this post. That's already a small pool. So why are you going to let that determine whether or not your work is good? Like, that's not even like a fair shot. So my advice to somebody that's like, oh my God, like my work sucks because no one's engaging in it. That's not true. To me, if you focus on what you're posting and the quality of your work because you like it, so just focus on like if you're proud of it, if you believe in what you do, if you feel like, yes, I slayed these brows, you know, then just post. Like, who really cares about the likes and the comments? Like, as long as you're proud with what you're doing and what you're posting and how you're showing up every day, I honestly think that's all that matters. And that was my aha moment. And now I just view it as a tool. Like, it's fun for me. It's fun to experiment with different things, what works, what doesn't. So, as long as you're proud of what you're posting and you're proud of your work, that's really all that matters, honestly.
I love it. I'm giving you finger snaps and high fives over here because, you know, you're not defined by social media. And this whole concept of like, you know, people being perfect online is not real. There's people might be posting with tons of likes, but they're not necessarily getting, you know, the funds back to their business. So it's kind of like a misguiding assessment of your worth. So do your best, and it is just a tool. I agree. And just remember that, you know, you can make your own happiness and your own success, not dependent on what the likes and the comments say.
Yeah, exactly. So once you shift your mindset of like, don't seek approval. You know, you don't need validation. You got to hold your head up high. Like, you know, I believe in my work and just don't seek validation from other people. So once you establish that mindset and mentality, like, I promise you, it's not going to be as dreadful anymore. So those are just kind of three things that I want to share with you guys. I have a ton more, but I wanted to keep it simple so you guys can take steps and implement it today. So I want you guys to go ahead and try the different hashtags, techniques that we spoke about, and really identify 3 to 5 categories that you want to post so that way it'll keep you accountable. And the last thing is focus on engagement and not the number of followers. Like, in order for you to get engagement, you have to engage as well. So those are the three tips I want to share with you guys that you can just do right now. And we will have a lot more episodes on Instagram hacks and tips. So we'll definitely cover more in the future. All right. So thanks again for tuning in, you guys. Stay cute and confident.
Thanks for joining us on the Beauty Boss Confidential.
If you love this episode, go ahead and screen record your favorite part and tag us on Instagram. I'm Nalani at BeautyBot.
And I'm Ren at Makeup by RenRen.
We would love to hear from you.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating and tell all your beauty bosses.
Thanks again for tuning in.
And we'll catch you next time.